host of this show is a hockey reporter, an insider, an expert. And apparently he takes vacation for the NHL All-Star Game, too. So Jackie Redmond, our very intelligent, very knowledgeable guest, has the misfortune of being interviewed by me, a person who just screams at the rest of hockey, a diehard Canes fan, but not nearly as connected or as insider as Adam Gold. So she'll just have to get fun, off-the-wall, goofy questions from me instead of smart, insightful hockey questions. Thanks so much for joining us. You can follow her on Twitter at Jackie_Redmond. Find her talking hockey on the NHL Network and TNT. Also does work for WWE and Peacock. Jackie, that actually spawns my first question. Since I saw you tweeting about the Royal Rumble, now you're at the All-Star Game. Would you rather see NHL All-Stars in a Royal Rumble or WWE wrestlers playing a hockey game?
Oh, that's a great question. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited. And I prefer nonsense. So throw all the nonsense
good.
You want
out. We got a lot of it. That is good to hear.
Yeah. Well, I'm always game for that. I would say if I had to choose between those things, my guess would be that WWE superstars would not do well on skates. So I would rather see NHL All-Stars compete in a Royal Rumble. I think that would be something else. My goodness.
All right, but the NHL All-Star guys, I feel like none of those guys have the bravado or the, you know, the draw attention to yourself needed for wrestling. I think both groups would look like fish out of water trying to do the other one's job.
100%. But you know who I think would do well in a Royal Rumble? Matthew Tkachuk.
Yes.
Because he's got the feistiness, he's got the personality.
And
I think he could do well.
And he's got a
brother. He's not super big, but I think he could toss some guys over the top rope.
And he's got a brother there, too. Like, but finding alliances is big in the Royal Rumble, right? Like, presumably
yes,
they could team up on some people.
Exactly. Him and Brady could team up and eliminate people together and then square off against each other at the end. I'm sure their parents would love that.
Jackie Redmond joining us. I saw you interviewing the Tkachuks down there at the NHL All-Star Game. I got to ask you, seeing as how it's supposed to be something like, oh, I don't know, 0 degrees wind chill in the Northeast this weekend, are you down there lobbying to keep the NHL All-Star Game in Florida every year?
I'm just lobbying to keep myself down here as long as possible. Maybe I could take a vacation like your colleague has. I didn't quite get that lucky, but
yep.
We're excited to be here in Fort Lauderdale, and if I could find a way to just stay here and do my show from here the rest of the year, that would be my play. But, yeah, it's not a bad spot at all. Yesterday, doing media day on the beach, it certainly didn't feel like work, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it looks good. They're doing a great job of reminding people that the beach by, like, setting you guys up on the beach with the ocean in the background. Like, it's not like you're in an arena that's in Florida. They're like, no, reminder, we are in Florida. We can be outside. The NFL is now doing goofier stuff. They don't even play a Pro Bowl game anymore. All these different kind of skills challenge. The NHL has had a bunch of different skills challenges for years. Some they could do every year. Some, I think, get changed up and are new. Is there one skills challenge that is a favorite for you? I won't name all the sponsors. I'll leave that to you to get all the sponsors right. The fastest skater, breakaway, Tindy Tandem, splash shot, accuracy shooting, pitch and puck, or hardest shot. Is there a favorite skills competition for you?
Well, I do. I am a big fan of the all-time classics. Like, I really enjoy the hardest shot competition. The fastest skater is always fun. But this year, I'm excited to see this dunk tank challenge,
yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
I think that one's going to be really fun. I was talking to some of the guys yesterday who participated in it, and they said it was a really good time. So hopefully that translates. I'm excited to watch that. And then the word on the street is that Sidney Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin have been working on something together. So I am really pumped to see those two and what they come up with in the breakaway challenge, because two of the greatest players to ever play the game. And I think them teaming up will be really, really fun for fans of the game that have been watching both of those guys for their entire careers. So I'm excited to see that.
I saw that listed as them teaming up, and I'm like, look, I am all for gimmicky. Like, that is what All-Star Skills Challenges are for, right? Like, think dunk contest, right? Like, the people,
yeah.
Like, bring in props, go crazy. Like, that's what social media is going to talk about. That's what we want to see. So I'm all for it. Like, I have no doubt they're going to win this competition, but I was looking at it, I was like, wait a minute. We got these two guys teaming up. I assume it'll be fun to watch. I also assume they're going to win just by doing that. Another topic I saw you taking on Twitter, and it's perfect because you're down there at the NHL All-Star Game. I can't remember if you were asking or if somebody asked you who the coolest active NHL player is. Now, our man Andrei Svechnikov is our guy from Raleigh that we send down there to the All-Star Game. He's a little young, and I feel like the Hurricanes are too nice of a franchise. Like, I don't know, not that being cool doesn't mean being nice, but like, he may not have the cool vibes where he's like going to walk through the crowd and not talk to people. I think he's too nice of a guy, but I'd like to at least nominate him, spend some time with Andre, tell me how cool he is. But who came up on the top of the list of the active cool NHL player?
Well, first off, you have clearly done your homework for this interview, so I appreciate you for that. Yeah, it's kind of a question that we asked on our show earlier this week that kind of took off on Twitter. So I thought, you know what? It's All-Star Weekend. If there's a time to ask something as ridiculous as who is the NHL's coolest player, All-Star Weekend is the time to do it. And I think Rasmus Dahlin had a great answer in that his first instinct was to say, well, what makes someone cool? I need to know the parameters of this question first. And to your point, I think there's a lot of different things. I think Brent Burns could be a Carolina Hurricanes nomination for coolest player because he's got, you know, his infamous 40-pound backpack. He's got all of his animals. Like, he's a very interesting guy. But I would say the general consensus overall, like including Twitter responses and just from hockey fans, a lot of people are digging David Pastrnak of the Boston Bruins. He got a lot of votes.
Well, that's going to be a problem. You know, as somebody who's had to pull against him for like three straight playoffs, I'm not sure I'd get on board with that. But I do understand. I think give me 5 years for Svech. Svech in 5 years. Hopefully he'll have some more playoff accomplishments and individual accomplishments.
I'll tell you what, he's got the swagger on
the ice. That's what I mean, yes.
There's check mark number one. And he's got good flow, so there's check mark number two.
Yep.
I don't know about his fashion sense off the ice. How's his suit game when he shows up on game day?
That's a good question. He's got good mentors. I know that. I think the problem with him is he sees himself still as a as an apprentice to the Ajos and the Jordan Stahls of the world and how to carry yourself and how to be a professional. And I think he's learning from the best and doing a great job of it. I think when those guys are gone, well, I mean, hopefully Ajo's a Carolina Hurricane for a long time, but when Stahl moves on and is basically Svech and Ajo's team, I think he'll walk around with a little more of the this is my franchise vibe to him, and you'll see that same on-ice swag off the ice as well. Jackie Redmond joining us. Final question for you, because the world sports radio is contractually obligated to talk about the Super Bowl no matter what, but I did see that you said you love potato chips, and since it is Super Bowl week, and those are the things that they're putting on display at the supermarket right now, what is the best potato chip?
So I get asked this question all the time, and my answer is never the same because I just constantly have a different flavor of the month or flavor of the week. I'm very into kettle chips lately, so I really, really love like Miss Vicky's, like sour cream and chili, like those types of things. But for Super Bowl weekend, to me, there is only one choice, and it is like a supreme nacho. Like, you need your classic corn chip, tortilla type chip, and then an all out dip. Like, I'm talking 7-layer. Have to have all of the work, like the works, I guess.
Sure.
For Super Bowl weekend, you cannot just go get like a can of barbecue Pringles. Like, that ain't cutting it for Super Bowl parties. You need a huge 7-layer dip and unlimited tortilla chip.
All right, it is tortilla chip,
sour cream,
tortilla chip week, layers including sour cream, some cheese, probably some beans of some sort in there, some green stuff, all that in there. Jackie, enjoy the rest of the NHL All-Star Weekend. Give some love to our man Andrei Svechnikov and enjoy your time down there. I don't know when I'll talk to you again because, like I said, I only come in here in passing, but I enjoyed the time with you and hopefully we'll cross paths again. Thank you.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy today and the rest of the weekend and enjoy the skills comps. I mean, they're taking some creative risks this year, and I think it's going to be really fun for fans. Whether they love it or hate it, they'll be talking about it, and that's what it's all about.
Keep my man Andre out of the dunk tank, please. We don't need him in there. Jackie Redmond, follow her on Twitter at Jackie_Redmond. Also, check her out on NHL Network and the NHL on TNT, and doing work for WWE and Peacock.